Welcome, everybody, from the Ingus National Office at 1 Mass Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. This is Scott Balsam coming to you live with another broadcast.
And this is Daniel Elkins. What up, Podcast Nation?
Well, everybody, I want you to please subscribe. We're on the iTunes store. If you haven't already, we'd love you to hit the subscribe button. As we've said in the past, we plan to record these regularly. Today's podcast is coming to you live on Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. So some of today's content might have changed by the time you actually hear this episode. We're coming to you from the Ingus National Office headquarters, and Daniel and I are joined by two guests today, two cohorts from the Naugus legislative team. I've got Matt Pincus here and JC Cardinale. Say what up, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, hello.
So, Daniel, what's been going on? It's been a few weeks since you and I have sat down and actually recorded these, and I've had a number of folks, as we've been traveling, have come up to me at least and said, hey, man, sit down and record a new episode.
Absolutely. It's great when we hear from you that you love and listen to our podcast. We do apologize for not putting one out in the last couple of weeks. We both have been very, very busy with a crazy travel schedule, but we have a lot of really cool things to talk to you about today. And we just learned right before we started the podcast that we actually now are able to go a little bit longer. So hopefully in the coming months, we'll have more exciting guests as well and get down into the weeds of some issues based on the questions we hear from you. And Scott, what do we got on deck today?
This time of year, it's actually extremely busy with the Congressional Defense Committees marking up their bills. And then on the House side, actually, the House has already considered the National Defense Authorization Act, and the appropriators have reported out from the committee. And so we're really right in the thick of things in terms of, you know, defense policy for fiscal year 19. And that's why we've brought in Matt and JC to talk about some of those issues. I'd actually like to say, before we get into that, on a completely separate note, it's something we've talked about with members in the past, if not on this podcast even. There is a new memo that the Army released that now members of the National Guard are able to get tuition assistance immediately following AIT. There's been previously, and we've actually worked this issue, sent letters in, had numerous communications with the Army, senior leadership about getting away with the 1 year delay. A lot of young men and women end up doing something else in that 1 year, and they don't end up actually taking advantage of that tuition assistance. And so now that they're able to do so right after AIT is really a big win for us and a big win for our service members and our members. One caveat, the actual cap for that is down from $2,500 a year to $4,500 a year to now $4,000 in the year. So it came with a little bit of a decrease, but it's available immediately. And with that, now we'll get into some of the ongoings on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was a great update. On the education front, there are a lot of new exciting things that have been going around at the national office. And Ingus is in the process of getting a little bit more deeply involved in educated-related issues. So that's just a little teaser. We will probably be doing a rollout podcast on this exciting new project solely based on education related to members of the National Guard and our involvement here on the Hill related to higher ed very, very soon. Kind of in line with the tuition assistance, we have been working very closely with Naugus per a MILPERS message that we recently found out about, which really creates a bifurcated system between the reserves and the National Guard. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it. But bottom line up front, right now, members of the reserve that go to a military school, for example, sniper school, will have that time count for eligibility towards the post 9/11 GI Bill, where guardsmen and women that go to the same school, apples to apples comparison, will not have their time count towards the post 9/11 GI Bill. We've been having some great talks with the members of HVAC and SVAC related to this issue, and when we have an update, we will let you know what it is. That being said, I think we'd like to turn the conversation over to our two guests today to talk about some things that they've been up to. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. So we would love to hear from you. What are the things you guys have been working on, and what do you think would be good to put out to the podcast nation?
JC, please.
I guess I'll start. One of the big things that we've been working on in conjunction with Angus, of course, is TRICARE reform, particularly TRICARE Reserve Select. It's definitely one of our top priorities in the organization, as I know it is for Angus as well. Hopefully making some progress on it, maybe couching it into the idea of larger TRICARE reform, trying to ensure continuity of benefits for the force. Right now we're seeing issues where soldiers and airmen will come on and off orders and lose their coverage or come out of network, and it's really becoming a big problem. I think there's a lot of visibility picking up on Capitol Hill. So that's kind of one of the major issues for us right now, along with certain other like 12-304 mobilization benefit parity, which I know has been another big Angus push on the Hill as well.
Yeah, we've faced some roadblocks just on the mandatory spending to pay for some of those inequities and, of course, the TRICARE Reserve Select expansion. So we're just trying to do as much as we possibly can up here, and I know you are down there, downstairs, to try to get as many co-sponsors on the House and Senate legislation so that maybe going in the next Congress we can have enough momentum that if changes are made to mandatory spending, that our priorities are right there at the front of the herd, so that the chairman and ranking members of the committees will consider it.
Yeah, I think our joint efforts are helping us get to that point where if they did open up mandatory spending again, I think we'd be probably top of the pile.
I think so too. I'm confident in that. We'll see, time will tell, right?
Time will tell.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's also interesting too. You mentioned the broader TRICARE Reserve Select and TRICARE continuity. You and I both sat in that meeting with the think tank in charge of reporting to the department, which will then turn around and the department will report to Congress about continuity of coverage for our reserve component service members. So a lot going to go on with that, even coming in this summer and into the fall and winter.
Right. And there seems to be interest at the OSD reserve policy level at looking at TRICARE and seeing where we can fix some of these problems we've been hearing from the field.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of an NDAA update. Matt, do you have anything you want to talk about kind of on the approach side?
Yeah, well, and even on the NDAA side, I mean, I think, Naugus and Angus, we've been, and even ROA, we've done a lot on mental health, improving access and treatment for guardsmen. And reserve component members. I mean, we face so many different unique challenges when it comes to behavior health compared to our active duty counterparts. And so I think this year you've seen some good language come out of the House and the Senate that are sort of giving affirmation to what General Lingell has said is his top priority, which is suicide reduction and suicide prevention, and looking at behavior health in terms of a readiness issue. And so you're talking about TRICARE issues. We have about 1 in 5 guardsmen who are uninsured. So, how do you fill that gap? And, increasing access to TRICARE Reserve Select is certainly a good example. And in the APROPE side, we're trying to get funding to start a mental health pilot program across a few different states that actually looks at how we use emerging technologies, predictive analytics, and data to help identify those most in need, and work with wing and unit leadership to make sure people get treated, because that is incredibly important. So I think that is an NDAA and appropriation situation that we do need to take a look at.
Oh, awesome. And then actually, I'm going to put one of you two gents on the spot because, like us, in which I will plug here in a second, you have a conference coming up in New Orleans. You want to talk a little bit about your conference?
We do. We are excited to be hosting the conference this year in New Orleans. It's going to be from the 24th to 27th of August. It's supposed to be cool that time of year in the swamp in New Orleans. So, we're really looking forward to having everybody down there. It should be a great time.
Yeah, it's a great time. Well, the Angus National Conference in 2016 was in New Orleans in August, and so yes, it was nice and brisk.
And we encourage all of our members to attend that conference. It's a lot of fun. A little lesson learned. A great way to keep cool in that summer heat is just make sure you have an ice cold beer close by. And it always works like a charm.
Open container laws help, I think, right?
That is absolutely the case. Right. We would never advise anyone to break the law. Matt, while we have you here, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Army or Navy?
Army or Navy? I have to say Army.
Army, okay, yeah. Army. Now, I know you were a college lacrosse player. That's correct.
That is true.
All right, so you think the Army strong is better than the Navy lacrosse? That's good. I like where that's coming
from. It goes back and forth, but you know we don't have a Navy National Guard, so I gotta say.
I love it. I love where his head's at. What about you, JC? Do you ever go to any of the games up in? Up in Philly, the Army-Navy game?
I don't. So, I mean, being an Army officer, I kind of look at it as Army and there's West Point. So I don't know that I really relate to the...
Those officers. Look, guys, we need them, but sometimes it's really hard to be with them. Just kidding. Okay, now, Spider-Man or Iron Man?
Oh, Iron Man, hands down.
Iron Man, yeah. Okay. All right, The Avengers or Fantastic Four?
Probably Fantastic Four.
Ooh, cool. All right, we got a little bit of a rivalry here. All right, so that's enough for some softball questions. I actually wanted to give a quick Approps update. We found out earlier this week that Schatz put some very, very great language in the Milcon VA bill. Urging the VA to look into ways to partner with development firms or pharmaceutical companies that were looking to treat rare diseases for veterans, to not just research but to actually look into ways to develop the therapeutics. So that is a great win, and actually JC was with me in that meeting, and we took that back to the ranking member in the Senate for Milcon VA, and they were really great. They put in some language that's really going to be helpful for veterans. That's kind of it on my radar. Scott, yeah. You got anything else?
Before we close up, I'll just do a little plug for our Ingus National Conference.
I love it.
August 11th through the 16th. For those interested, please go to ingusconference.org. We'll be in Charleston, West Virginia.
West Virginia, wild and wonderful.
We're coming up on, we're just 2 months out, so it'll be here before we know it. So, and I'll just, unless you have anything else, gents, I guess I'll just go ahead and close it out. This is, Daniel, probably like maybe our 10th in a series of podcasts. And so on behalf of the members of the Enlisted Association of the National Guard, we represent about 450,000 men and women of the Army and Air National Guard, and it's our privilege to keep you informed about what's going on in your nation's capital and your association's national office. And we'll make every effort to record one of these in a shorter amount of time than the previous one. So thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thanks, guys.